Welcome to American Mosaic, a program in VOA Special English about music and American life, and we answer your questions. This is Doug Johnson. On our show today, music from the new album by Norah Jones, and a question about actress Demi Moore. But first, learn why a lot of Americans will be going green next week. Next Wednesday, March 17th, is St. Patrick's Day. This day honors the man who brought Christianity to Ireland in the 5th century. It is observed as a religious holiday in Ireland. It is not an official holiday in the United States, but as Gwen Uten reports, many people see it as a time to celebrate.
About 12% of Americans claim Irish ancestry. The Census Bureau says the state with the highest share is Massachusetts at 24%. Irish immigrants first celebrated St. Patrick's Day in Boston, Massachusetts about 250 years ago. You know when it's St. Patrick's Day in America when you see lots of the traditional Irish color green. People wear green clothes. Some put green in their hair or on their faces. Some drinking establishments put green in their beer. The city of Chicago puts green in its river. An Irish meal of corned beef and cabbage is traditional on St. Patrick's Day, and many people attend parties. Some cities have parades. New York City has the biggest. It dates to 1762. It began with soldiers of the New York State Militia who were from Ireland. Parades spread as more Irish people came to America. They settled in big cities. Many became firefighters, police officers, and city leaders. But many Protestant Americans did not welcome the Catholic Irish, so St. Patrick's Day parades became more than simply a show of celebration for these newcomers. In New York each year, thousands of people march along Fifth Avenue. Hundreds of thousands more gather along this major street to watch. Many of these Americans are not really Irish, but they like to say that everyone is a little bit Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
Our VOA listener question this week comes from Jordan. Mohammed Isa Al-Dadan in Amman asks about the actress Demi Moore. We begin at the beginning. Demi Moore was born in Roswell, New Mexico on November 11, 1962. New Mexico is in the American Southwest. Her father was in the Air Force. He left her mother before Demi was born. Demi is short for Demetria. Her mother then married a man named Danny Gynas. The family is said to have moved at least 30 times while Demi was a child. One day, she learned that he was not her biological father. He killed himself while she was a teenager. Demi left school at the age of 16. At 18, she married Freddie Moore, a rock musician, They spent 4 years together. In 1982, Demi Moore began acting on General Hospital, a daytime television show. A few years later, she was in the film St. Elmo's Fire. During filming, she met actor Emilio Estevez. They started a relationship. But in 1987, she met actor Bruce Willis. They met at a showing of the movie Stakeout, which starred Emilio Estevez. 4 months later, Demi Moore and Bruce Willis got married. They stayed married 11 years. They had 3 daughters, Rumor, Scout, and Tallulah. Demi Moore is probably best known for her 1990 movie, Ghost. The next year, she appeared without clothes and very pregnant on the front of Vanity Fair magazine. Later, she was in several films that did poorly. Among these were The Scarlet Letter, Striptease, and G.I. Jane. Most recently, Demi Moore has been a producer on the series of Austin Powers comedy films. She also returned to work in front of the camera. She appeared in the film Charlie's Angels, Full Throttle. And lately, pictures of the 41-year-old actress have been appearing in lots of places with the new man in her life. Actor Ashton Kutcher celebrated his 26th birthday last month. Nora Jones is a 24-year-old singer. Her first album, Come Away With Me, was a huge success. It was released 2 years ago. It has sold more than 8 million copies in the United States and 17 million copies around the world. And it won 8 Grammy Awards last year. Now, Nora Jones has a second album. Phoebe Zimmerman tells us about it.
Nora Jones' new album is called Feels Like Home. It was released last month and sold almost 2 million copies within 3 weeks. The week after it was released, it was the top album in at least 16 countries. Here is a song from the new album. The song is called Sunrise. Jones' beautiful voice makes her new album similar to her first one. However, this album is also different. Jones and the members of her band wrote 10 of the 13 songs on Feels Like Home. Nora Jones wrote this one, What Am I to You?
Darling, true. To me, you are the sea, fast as you can be, deep the shade of blue.
Most of Nora Jones' music is influenced by jazz. However, there are several songs on Feels Like Home that sound like country and bluegrass music. Country singer Dolly Parton joins Nora Jones on this song. We leave you with Creepin' In.
There's a big old hole goes right through the soul. This old shoe and the water on the ground ain't got no place else it's found. So it's only got one thing left to do. Just creep on in. Creep on in. And once it has begun, it won't stop until it's done. That silver moon came a little too soon. But for me to bear, it shines brightly on my bed, and the shadows overhead won't let me sleep as long as it's there. Just creep on in. Creep on in. And once it has begun, it won't stop until it's done.
This is Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed American Mosaic. Join us again next week for VOA's radio magazine in special English. This program was written by Shelley Gullist, Jill Moss, and Nancy Steinbach. Paul Thompson was the producer, and our engineer was Audrius Regas.
There's a big old hole goes right through my soul. Oh, that ain't nothing new. So as long as you're around, I got no place else you found. There's only one thing left for you to do. You just creep on in. Creep on in. And once you have begun, don't stop until you're done sneaking in.